Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Paul was having great success in the city, preaching the message of Jesus Christ. Remember, this is my series, Paul on a Mission, and it seems his mission is catching fire as we see new believers in Christ being birthed and many opportunities to preach until, well, let's continue my story from last time. After Paul chased the demon out of the slave girl, her owners were furious. They seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace, where now the crowd was gathering to find out what was going on. They demanded to see the chief magistrate immediately. Dear magistrate, these two men are throwing our city into confusion. You see, they are Jews. They are proclaiming customs and rituals that are not lawful for us to accept or observe since we are Romans. You must do something about these men before we take action. The crowd started to rise up against them, so the chief magistrate had their robes tore off and proceeded to order that they be beaten with bamboo rods. The Roman soldiers beat them repeatedly until the crowds seemed to be satisfied. The magistrate then ordered that the two men be thrown into prison for their crimes. It seemed like a good idea that the men be placed in the high security part of the local jail, with the chief jailer taking personal responsibility for their incarceration. He put them in chains and made sure they could not escape and fasten their feet in stocks. There was no way these two men were escaping out of his jail. Later, that night around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to their God because they were being persecuted for preaching the name of Jesus. Everyone in the jail could hear their singing. Once again, Paul is suffering for the sake of the gospel. He has been in this situation before. At least, they didn't stone him this time, and he's still alive. But God has something special in mind this time. A rescue operation. You'll have to come back and see how they escape their imprisonment. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.